guy hasn't thrown many interceptions, but with the fumbles, what does he have to do to cut back on those?
Yeah, well, to cut back on the fumbles, it's just ball security. You know, keeping two hands on the ball, protecting the ball. In terms of the interceptions, Eli's making great decisions. He's playing with great fundamentals in the passing game. So that's been a great result of not having many interceptions.
No, over the past few weeks, it's been impossible to avoid the speculation. How has Davis Webb responded to these past few weeks?
Well, I don't think we feel any speculation at all. Davis Webb understands his role. He's doing a great job. You know, every day, not only Davis, but Gino, they prepare to get better. You know, they prepare in the classroom. They go out there and compete in the practice field. And, you know, we're continually always working on our pass game reads and our fundamentals.
I know that you're not ready to put Davis Webb in, but is he game ready yet, or is he still trying to figure out the NFL a little bit?
Well, Davis Webb's still trying to figure out a lot of things. You know, he's young. You know, he's in a great situation here. There's no hurry. You know, once again, he's in a great situation to learn from Eli and Gino. He's doing a great job in the classroom, great job on the practice field.
Is he doing any more in practice than he was earlier in the season?
No, we have the same routine.
So is that mostly scout team reps, I'd assume?
Absolutely.
How has his development progressed since when he first came into the
organization? It's been great. You know, and you could see it in the evaluation process. Watching Davis at the Senior Bowl, watching him at the Combine, you could see his growth and development from playing at Cal to the Senior Bowl, to the Combine, the training that he had with his footwork. He had an outstanding off-season program. You know, he's making tremendous progress. He's a joy to be around. He's a joy to coach.
Maybe one of the two main things that you look at for him and for the other guys, like in the course of a season, you know, once the games start?
Well, one, you want to see continual development. You want to see growth. You know, the skill development itself, you know, you start in the classroom, make sure they understand the goals and objectives of the fundamentals. Then you go out on the practice field and you work on them.
How hard, though, is it for a quarterback to grow when he's not getting into games or even dressing for games?
Well, that's why the classroom work's imperative. You know, the growth of understanding defenses, understanding the offense, going out and taking advantage of every rep in practice. You know, Gino and Davis, they split the reps in scout team. They compete. They got something really special going on out there between each other. You know, you can just continually see the growth every week.
Do you think you'd get a fuller evaluation if you did get some game action?
Well, of course. I mean, you'd get a fuller evaluation of anybody with game action.
Do you take that? Well, obviously, we don't get a chance to see that competition. The last competition we saw in your room was back in August, and that's the last time we got the chance to see anybody other than Eli. Do you take anything as coaches from that competition you just talked about with Gino and Davis?
Well, I tell you what I take from it. I take a lot of pride that we have a special classroom. You know, Eli Manning, Gino Smith, Davis Webb, those are three special guys. You know, they work so well with each other in the classroom, outside of the classroom. On the practice field, obviously, Eli gets the majority of the reps, and then Gino gets a few with the first unit. And then when it comes to the scout team, you know, Gino and Davis, they compete. You know, every single rep, they're working to get better. You know, having coached in this league for a while, it's the best I've seen. It's the best I've seen a group of guys commit to each other, commit to the team, in the classroom and on the practice field, and go out there and work to get better every day, every play.
When you have Brett Jones being the center going forward, I just want to ask, how much do you do with that when the new center comes in and work with the guys?
Well, Coach Solari and Coach Wells do a great job. You know, they coach the offensive line. The only time I'm really involved is when we do quarterback center exchange.
I guess, so how was that a challenge at all? Is that something that...
No, that wasn't a challenge. Because Jonesy's been with us, you know, and we've all worked together before.